the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Ya man bada'a khalqi wa dhikri wa tarbiyati wa birri wa taghdiyati habni libtida'i karamik wa salifi birrik bi ya ilahi wa sayyidi.
As you have been previously with us, dear listeners, we were discussing this excerpt of the Kumail supplication. Ya ilahi wa sayyidi wa rabbi, aturaka mu'adhibi binarika ba'da tawhidik. Can you be seen tormenting me with your fire after I have professed to your oneness? Wa ba'da man tawa alayhi qalbi min ma'rifatik. After your cognition my heart has embraced. Wa lahija bihi lisani min dhikrik. After the remembrance of you, my tongue has constantly mentioned, وَاعْتَقَدَهُ ضَمِيرِي مِنْ حُبِّكِ, and the love of you to which my mind has clung, وَبَعْدَ صِدْقِ اعْتِرَافِي وَالدُّعَاءِ خَاضِعًا لِرُبُوبِيَّتِكِ, after the sincerity of my confession and my supplication, the humble before your lordship. Regarding this excerpt of the divine supplication, we discussed the concept of oneness in a couple of programs, and then we started discussing the concept of recognition of the servants and the importance of it in our acceptance of prayers. Now, we have discussed a couple of aspects of true cognition of the Almighty Allah, but to entertain a good opinion and to have husnul dhanni billah is also another part of the recognition of Allah. Allah the Exalted is the most powerful. He is the absolute cause. This is what the servant needs to know and believe in the first step. But one fundamental thing to consider is that Allah the Exalted gives to the servants in accordance with their good opinion about Him, in accordance with their confidence in the vastness of His generosity and mercy. According to a divine narration, the Almighty Allah says, I am as my servant thinks of me, so let him not think but good of me. In this regard, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is narrated to have said, when you pray to Allah, turn to Him with your heart and think as if your need is at the door. And he continues, when you pray to Allah, be confident of the response. And contrary to this, there is this state of despair and what we call qunut of the Almighty Allah's mercy and acceptance of prayer. This is one of the things which distance man from Allah's mercy. This could be only one aspect of what Imam Ali alayhi salam is trying to teach us. بَعْدَمَنْ طَوَى عَلَيْهِ قَلْبِي مِنْ مَعْرِفَتِكَ, I have believed in you. My heart has embraced your cognition thoroughly. This means that I believe you are the absolute cause. I believe I can ask anything from you And you can give anything to me if it is good in the path of my salvation. But contrary to this is the state of despair. This is one of the things that cause people to be disappointed from the Almighty Allah. One may pray to Allah for something, and He, the Exalted, may delay the response because of the servant's own benefit, but the servant is not aware of it.
Oh my God, my Master, my Lord, and my Nourisher, will you see me punished with the fire kindled by you, despite my belief in your unity? And despite the fact that my heart has been filled with knowledge of you, and when my tongue has repeatedly praised you, and my conscience has acknowledged your love, and despite my sincere confessions and my humble begging submissively made to your divinity, no, indeed you are far too kind and generous to destroy one you nourished and supported, or to drive away from yourself one you have kept under your protection. Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, dear listeners, sometimes the supplicant is not aware of what the Almighty Allah is doing. He might not know why his acceptance of prayer is being delayed, and then he starts entertaining a bad opinion and having su'ul dhanni billah. He despairs of his mercy. And this state of despair is a kind of state that would veil him from the mercy of Allah. This is what we call not having a true cognition of the Almighty Allah. When Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَبَعْدَ مَنْ طَوَى عَلَيْهِ قَلْبِي مِنْ مَعْرِفَتِكَ, means, I believe whatever you do is good. I have entertained a good opinion of you, and I believe you are capable of doing anything, and you will do if it suits me, if it suits my path of salvation. And from this seed that Imam Ali alayhi salam is teaching us, different trees with branches of requisites of supplication can emerge. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, for example, is reported to have said, when one hastily prays to Allah and then goes away, Allah the Almighty, the Majestic says, does not my servant know that I am the only one who fulfills the needs? So true cognition leads the servant to pray to Allah not ignorantly and hastily. The servant needs to be confident in Allah more than he is in others. He has to put only Allah in his hearts, and do not put in his hearts nothing but goodness of the Almighty Allah, because He subhanahu wa ta'ala has been and will be very forgiving toward the servants. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. May Allah make us among those who supplicate Him with sincerity in ease and in distress. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your journey.
Don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you throughout my life. You're mine.